famous K-Rock.
All right, raise your hand if you've got a master's degree in English literature from Yale University. Let's see them. Everybody put them up. Just you, Duchovny?
Yeah, my hand's up.
You're unbelievable. We were just talking about this. The last time we had you on was when your new album came out. The time before that we had you on was to talk about your big TV show. And now here you are with another potential New York Times bestselling novel. How do you do it all, Dave? You have 24 hours a day, the same as everybody else. What's the secret, son?
It's annoying.
It is annoying.
It is.
Agreed.
It's very annoying.
I don't know. I feel like I waste a lot of time. I feel like I do nothing but procrastinate and waste time.
So you do all that and waste time.
Yeah.
That's even more annoying.
Gift. Yeah, We had Jake Tapper on the show this week, and he has a book out that just came out last week, and he said and I was curious about this. He said he's a guy who just steals 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there. If he's got a little bit of downtime, whether he's in the studio or in the green room, wherever.
You can't.
That's what I was wondering. Are you a guy who can get away with that, or do you have to just sit down and dedicate your day to writing a book?
Well, with the writing, I got to be dedicated, and I got to have some months ahead of me that I'm going to wake up at 4:35 and sit my ass down till noon, and that's how I can get that done. With music is great because I can just sit and strum and I can maybe come up with a song or maybe not, and it's not going to kill me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can write, you know, two songs in a week, and sometimes I won't write a song for a few months. So that just kind of floats on the top of my life. But, and with acting, obviously, I'm on somebody else's schedule. You know, they're going to tell me when and where to be, and
right.
Then they're going to, you know, put gel in my hair and just put me on a mark, and I just talk like a puppet. But,
The new book is called Miss Subways. Miss Subways is the book. It's your third. And I know that you have only gotten good reviews for all your books, but they are raves for this new one. Are you just over the moon?
Yeah, I feel, you know, I like don't trust it. I always feel like I'm being set up. I feel like a Wile E. Coyote in my life. You know, even as an actor, as anything, I'm like, okay, you're saying nice things. Where's your dynamite from Acme company? Yeah.
Tell the Kevin B. listeners, Dave, what Miss Subways is, because it was a real thing.
Yeah, it was. It's based on an Irish mythological story about King Cúchulainn and his wife Ymir. Ymir is really the heroine of my novel. And a demon comes to Ymir and says, basically, you know, your husband's about to die, and you can save him. But in order to save him, you have to renounce your love for him. And so when he wakes up tomorrow morning, he won't know you. And that's kind of the love story at the heart of it, or that wager. And then surrounding it is kind of this notion of America as a country of immigrants, where all these peoples from all these different countries came to the melting pot of America and assimilated. What happened to their local gods and their local customs that they brought over with them? So my idea is that they're still here in the country. They're just kind of unemployed, bored, and angry and pissed off that they're no longer being worshipped. So they're effing with people.
Now, Miss Subways used to be a thing, right?
Miss Subways was a thing, yeah. When I was growing up, I grew up in New York, and I took the subway to school every day. And there was this competition / pageant. But there was never a pageant. It was just they put up these billboards for certain contestants for Miss Subways. And the only, I think the only criteria to enter into the pageant was that you had to ride the subway.
Oh, my God, I could be Miss Subway.
Right? That's a low bar.
Oh, I could have been Miss Subway.
And they were just, it was just an advertisement for mass transit?
No, I think there was somebody underwriting it. You know, I think there might have been an advertising thing along with it. But, you know, certainly it was to bring kind of a glamour to ride in the subway, which Lord knows it needs, right? So I just remember it because it was like it was all advertisements, and then you'd kind of see a pretty girl's face. And, you know, as a kid, it was,
sure.
I would see that.
Now, do you worry, Dave, and this is a sincere question, do you worry because you are smarter than the rest of us? And because you are smarter than the rest of us and you have such a deep understanding and a longtime love of literature that your references are going to go right over our heads when we read a book like this?
Well, I'm not worried about it. I think part of I thought about this, not in the terms that you're laying it out, but I thought about it in that I feel like I'm almost like an archaeologist, not only with the literature, but also with the time and the place that I grew up with. And when I write about New York in the 70s, which I've done a couple times in the movie House of D and in Bucky Effing Dent, I'm really like, I'm saving it. I'm saving it so that people know what it was like, so that people remember. And in a way, I feel like I do that with literature, some literature, and that, you know, the great books, the great ideas, the great passages that have affected me, that stay with me, that help me be human, that help me in my life. I'm kind of just pulling them out and saying, let's, you know, these are still here. I don't want these to be lost.
Interesting.
Where can I buy Miss Subways for Dummies?
It's not that hard. You're making it seem harder than it is.
Well, you're forgetting who you're talking to, Dave. Come on. The book is available at all book retailers, by the way. It just came out yesterday. And check this out. Mr. Duchovny is going to be back in town this weekend, Friday night, 7 p.m., Barnes & Noble at the Grove. This is a wristband event.
Yeah, at
the Grove, which is a great store. So you show up starting at 9 a.m. to buy the book, and you get a wristband, and then that gives you a place in line to come back and meet Dave in person and get your book signed on Friday night. Do you run into a bunch of crazy fans when you show up at one of your book signings, Dave?
They're not so crazy. I have to say, in all sincerity, it's quite moving that I don't have much time. You know, it's basically the amount of time that it takes to sign a book, maybe 10, 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. But in that short communication, a lot of people will make clear to me, you know, that my work or something that I've done has meant something to them. And, you know, as much as we sometimes can be flippant about that, it's quite nice for both of us, you know, that they get to tell me that. And it's obviously nice for me to hear that. I always feel like I'm completely disappointing because there's really nothing I can do in return to say, you know, that means a lot. But it does.
All right, we need to go. I know you have other interviews to do. I just wanted to ask one X-Files question. Chris Carter says it's going to go on, even though Jillian's not in it. What do you know?
I don't know anything, but Chris Carter will be moderating my book thing at the Grove.
Oh, on Friday. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So Kevin, you can show up and ask him.
Dave, you should ask him.
People can ask him. I'm tired of answering that question.
This Subways is the book. It's available everywhere. Dave, we love you. You're always welcome on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for the time, sir.
Thank you.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Hey, what's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!